SBS Radio.
Indigenous soldiers with unique Aboriginal knowledge making a difference protecting Australia's borders. Federal government's cashless welfare card project gets support from Jackie Lambie. And in sport, Rafael Nadal has become the US Open men's singles champion for the fourth time in his career. In far north Queensland, Indigenous troops are bringing unique skills to the Defence Force, helping stop people smugglers and drug smugglers, illegal fishing and more. Indigenous soldiers from 51st Battalion, based in far north Queensland Regiment, possess unique skills passed down from their grandfathers, fathers and uncles. These skills include moving silently, staying hidden, tracking and hunting in some of the most remote parts of Australia. 51st Battalion's commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Mick O'Sullivan, says the Defence Force is actively recruiting Indigenous men and women who can blend traditional bushcraft and local knowledge with modern technology, surveillance equipment, radios and weapons.
There's also a massive advantage when there are soldiers who have lived on country for their entire lives, where they know and understand how to survive, how to win water, which foods and plants can be eaten out on country, how to do traditional hunting and fishing. There's some real advantage tactically to be able to have soldiers do that.
The battalion is tasked with maintaining the Far North's border security and patrolling about 650,000 square kilometres of sparsely populated and remote terrain. Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie says the government needs to change their focus from being on testing and penalising people to providing better rehabilitation services. Her comments come as debate emerge around introducing cashless debit cards and whether welfare recipients should be drug tested. Ms. Lambie is calling on the government to provide not penalise people but provide more funding and services to mental health and rehabilitation services to help Australians get back on track.
And to be honest with you, I think they've got this back to front. You know, you can't take money off someone without giving them an opportunity to be rehabilitated. What I don't want to see is people having money removed off them, which is going to put them in more financial difficulty, especially if they've got a family. They're going into rehab, they're trying to turn their life around, and the country is supporting them to do that. And in the meantime, we've already penalised them. That's not the Australian way.
Fires are raging across Queensland and New South Wales as hot and dry conditions contribute to the worst bushfire threat in recorded history. In Queensland, firefighters are battling more than 50 fires across the state. Residents have been warned that more properties could be lost and livestock losses will be significant. The fire is not threatening any homes, but residents have been warned that strong winds are still making conditions volatile. Deputy Premier Jackie Trad says people should stay cautious while the fires are being put out.
People will be able to return when it's fundamentally safe to do so, not just for them accessing their properties, but we also need to make sure that access corridors to continue to fight fires remain clear, and we need to keep them clear from human traffic and other vehicular traffic.
In New South Wales, a watch and act alert remains in place for many towns. The Armidale fire has already burned through an area twice the size of the Sydney City Council area. A number of properties have been damaged or destroyed. Overseas, French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian says France will continue to pursue dialogue with Iran after its decision to further reduce its commitments to the 2015 nuclear deal. He says the decision is reversible and Iran can come back into compliance.
But the path of dialogue is still open, as it is today. Iran must renounce these types of actions, which hinders the process of de-escalation that we want to put in place. But we continue our action to allow for widespread stability in the region.
He says Iran is still several months away from a nuclear bomb. And U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer says U.S. President Donald Trump has messed up by calling for peace talks with the Taliban. He says the president has excluded the leader of Afghanistan from the discussions, which is bound for failure.
And yet, where are the big boys at home? Where are the Pompeos saying you got to do this before you can go forward? But we know what happens. Trump wants to do something, no one tells him not to, and inevitably, like in North Korea, like in Europe, it gets messed up.
Trump tweeted yesterday that he canceled negotiations with the Taliban after a car bombing that killed an American soldier, a Romanian service member, and 10 civilians in a busy diplomatic area near the U.S. embassy. A state funeral will be held to farewell former Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe. A memo sent to embassies says the funeral will be in Harare Sports Stadium next Saturday, September 21st, giving Zimbabweans an opportunity to pay their last respects to Mr. Mugabe. While some Zimbabweans saw him as the liberator who freed his people from white minority rule, others viewed Mr. Mugabe as an autocrat who unleashed death squads and rigged elections. Harare resident Paul Chando says Mr. Mugabe's death will be a huge loss to his community.
Yeah, he was just a friend. When he came here, every child would go there and greet him. He was a good man. So I think it's a great loss to us. He was just a father of everyone. When you meet him, you know you have met someone who used to encourage you what to do.
And to sport, first in tennis, Spain's Rafael Nadal has become the U.S. Open men's singles champion for the fourth time in his career. Nadal defeated Russia's Daniil Medvedev 7-5, 6-3, 5-7, 4-6, 6-4 in a final which lasted close to 5 hours, exactly 4 hours and 15 minutes. The Spaniard needed to fight hard for his 19th Grand Slam title, with Medvedev coming back from 2 sets down to level the score. An emotional Nadal paid homage to his opponent after the match.
The way that he was able to fight, to change the rhythm of the match was just incredible. So well done to you, well done to your great team that you have there, and all the very best for the future. I'm sure you will have many more chances to win here, so all the best. Well, difficult to speak. Have been one of the most emotional nights in my tennis career, no? With that video, with all the support that all of you guys have been just amazing.
And in cricket, Australia will retain the Ashes after defeating England by 185 runs in the fourth Ashes test at Old Trafford. The win puts Australia in a 2-1 series lead with one more test to play. Bowler Pat Cummins took two wickets early on in the game, while Josh Hazlewood completed Australia's victory by trapping Overton leg before wicket.
The cheers go up again in the stands. Another session comes to an end. Standing ovation.
Brilliant effort from all concerned. Two batters at the crease. Butler in particular has been outstanding. Aussie seamers have been outstanding, and the crowd have been outstanding.
Even if England wins the final test to make the series score 2-2, Australia will retain the Ashes earned as they won the previous series. And now, having a look at the weather around the country: Perth, a sunny day, 30 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne, showers easing, 13. Hobart, a shower or two, 13. Albury, Wodonga, mostly sunny, 12. Canberra, wind easing and partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, very windy with a shower, 15. Sydney, similar conditions, 16. Newcastle, much the same, 16. Brisbane, sunny, 25. Townsville, sunny, 26. Cairns, sunny as well, 29. Alice Springs, also sunny, 19. And Darwin, sunny and 35. And the Torres Strait Islands, partly cloudy and a top of 26. That's all for the news.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.